Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show, you fucking bitches. Sit the fuck down and shut up. We've got to get this fucking show on the fucking road, you fuckwits.
I just wanna
do something special for all the ladies in the world. Just wanna do something special for all the ladies in the world.
Is that possible?
And the girl, but don't forget them.
Girl, yeah.
Lady.
Parisia.
Lady.
Bolivia.
Lady.
Namibia.
Lady.
It's the Indochina.
Lady.
Republic of Dominican.
Lady.
Amphibia.
Lady.
Presbyterian.
Sights, amazing lady.
Late night,
hard-working lady.
Erudite,
brainy lady.
Hermaphrodite,
lady man lady.
Are you sexy hermaphrodite lady man ladies? You're sexy lady bits, and you're sexy man bits too. Even you must be into you.
Ooh, ooh, all the ladies in the world,
I wanna get next to you, show you some gratitude. I'm making love to you.
It's the least we can do.
If every soldier in the world put down his weapon and picked up a woman,
what a peaceful world this world would be.
Yeah.
A redhead's not warheads.
Okay.
A frog's not frog. We're talking about brunettes, not fighter jets.
Oh, oh, it's got to be sweet 16s, not M16s. When will the governments realize it's got to be funky, sexy ladies?
I have a vision, and all I can see is only you with the all of me. In a world of peace and harmony, where every lady gets a little piece of bread.
I've been to Paris, Wellington, and Amsterdam, and a wham, bam, Mr. Duncan, thank you, man. I don't care if you're ugly, or you're skanky, or you're small. Just wanted to do a little something special for you all.
All the ladies in the world. You deserve it, girl.
The DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homos didn't touch it.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
No. 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 No.
Yeah.
Hey, Donna! Have you shot the coffin yet?
Oh, snap! Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle, the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive programming on Heroes Talk. But I've already told you that. And I've also told you that if you're from Germany and you've set yourself ablaze and you wear leather and play guitars and awesome music, you might be in, you guessed it, Rammstein! Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. I had to build up that thank you. It was just so meaningful and heartfelt. Quite frankly, I've got nothing else. Ladies and gentlemen, your friend and mine. Easily a quarter of the New Style and Germ Freak Show. Germ Freak. How you doing? You sound a little bit giddy, a little excited, I'm not going to lie. I like it.
No, I got nothing going on. What's up? How you doing?
What do you mean you got nothing going on?
It's been a couple weeks, hasn't it?
It has been a couple weeks. We've had a secret show, as we like to call it. We recorded one for you, brand new, aired it last week. Election Day, I guess. I guess it was Election Day. We go through all these things. We talk about, you know, some stuff we'd like to cover on the show. I call you. You call me. We're a team. We work as a team. Isn't that true?
If you say so.
Now, since we've been increasing the number of phone calls that we've had to tolerate with each other, and I say tolerate because sometimes, Frank, I can imagine that talking to me would be painful because I know that sometimes talking to you is just goddamn unbearable. Sometimes. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, I decided to make my own fun. When I'm in a situation where it's unbearable, it's a fucking snooze, I make my own fun. And I've found ways to push your buttons and irritate the living shit out of you while we're on the phone. And you're fully aware of these, aren't you?
I am aware of it, and it's but it does make me uncomfortable still.
It makes you uncomfortable even though you know what's going on?
Yes.
You know that I'm messing with you. I'm completely just trying to get under your skin. And the beauty of it is even though you know the ruse, you know my ploy, it still gets to you.
It does.
It ruins that little segment of your life.
It does.
Like, for example, I'll be on the phone. I'll call you, and you'll make comments about what are you on the drive home? No. What are you outside? No. Why is it so echoey? And then I'll flush the toilet, and you'll know that I was in an echoey bathroom pissing. And the reason you know is because I'll hold the phone sometimes within close distance of my stream or the flushing toilet.
Right. Absolutely, and it's inappropriate, and it's embarrassing to yourself and to myself.
It isn't embarrassing to me. That's why I'm able to do it.
Do you realize that your penis is in your hand as you're talking to me?
Yeah, because sometimes I know I've mastered the art of freestyle, freehand pissing, but sometimes I'm not gonna be the one to tell you otherwise, Frank. I do hold on to my cock while pissing, like most, you know, red-blooded Americans. I will securely grip it because I'm not feeling like performing. I don't feel like I have to put on a show just for me in a bathroom with these acrobatic pisses that I do.
I see.
Just want to get the job done. I've consumed too much liquid. I need to put it into the toilet and flush it while I'm on the phone with you so that I can relieve the stress on my bladder and make you completely uncomfortable.
Right.
A new one that I've started doing is I'll tell you things that are going on in my wherever I am as I'm on the phone with you. For example, you'll say, "Oh, did you see that article that I put in the email to you?" And I'll say, "Oh yeah, let me go get it. But first, I'm going to go put pants on."
Right.
And now that paints a picture of you.
Yes, because I'm envisioning you with no pants on at the moment.
Oh, you're so gay.
I apologize.
So gay.
I apologize.
You know, you do apologize, but it's almost like since you think that whatever somebody's doing on the other end of the phone, you are involved with it.
Right.
You think you're a part of this because you're communicating with them through some kind of technology.
That's correct.
So if I don't have pants on, like I do right now, right now I'm not wearing pants. I'm completely ass naked in this chair.
Okay.
Are you uncomfortable?
I'm not uncomfortable because of those people listening, but if it was just me and you on the phone, I'd be a little uncomfortable.
Oh, so you're okay with being gay as long as it's an exhibitionist act?
Well, no, because people know that it's just not me and you one-on-one, C to C.
I'm going to put my pants back. Hold on. Okay, I got them on. They're easy to put on. Now, Frank, very often, I'll also tell you, hey, you know where I'm calling from? Like, right in the middle, as you're trying to make a serious point about something that you'd like to do with the show, or you're really pouring your heart out there about things you want to accomplish, or some story about your family or something, I'll say, hey, you know where I am right now? I'm under the covers.
Right. You did that last night, I believe.
I'm in my bed under the covers.
Right.
And now, for some reason, you think that it's gay.
It's gay for first of all, it's gay for a man to be under the covers and cuddled and cozy. A man should be cold and uncomfortable and sleep above the blankets and above the comforter.
So when you sleep, you just lay on top of the bed.
I lay on top of the bed.
Now, what does your wife do? Does she do that?
Oh, she goes under. She goes under.
She takes her half.
She takes her half.
Lifts it up.
Yes,
and has something of a dead weight on the other side, so that if she tries to get more of the cover, she can't. Not that it even matters because you don't use it.
Yes, it's a feminine for a man to be all cozy and comfy and warm and toasty in bed. It's blankets are gay for men.
So masculinity is suffering, pain,
right,
and discomfort.
Right. A man should be suffering and be cold. If you're cold, put some heavier clothes on.
What's the difference? What's the difference?
Because, you know, blankets, they're listen. It's just it's very effeminate when you see a man, you know, all rolled up like a goddamn ball, being all warm in the goddamn blankets. It's not correct, and it's not the right way to be. You should be on top of the bed, on top of the comforter, and just grinning and bearing the coldness.
Now, is that the problem you have with it, or is it the fact that I'm laying down in my bed and talking to you?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I'm just saying from my personal standpoint. But you have this problem where you talk to me from your goddamn bed. You're lying down in your bed, and sometimes you say you're under the covers. And last night you said you were totally under the covers, and it just freaked me out big time.
Well, I don't understand why you get so furious, as if I'm committing you to some involuntary gay act if I lay down while I'm on a phone with you.
It's not a video phone. It's almost like we're in bed together if you're
talking to me
while you're on the
bed. I'll tell you what. Next time when we're talking about the show, I'll take this. I have the long body pillow. I'll put it on the other half of the bed. I'll put the cell phone on speaker and put it near the top of it. And then I'll just lay next to it and I'll say, oh, Frank, you're so funny. I'll just start talking to it like that and reassuring you. Would that make you feel even worse than if I was just laying down on a couch or any other surface? What if I was laying on the floor?
It depends how you're laying. If you're laying like, if you're sitting down in much the same way as long as you're not lying down. If you're sitting down, your back is rested against the couch. That's okay.
What if I'm laying on my stomach with my head propped up on my hands? Just talking with one hand in it. Just kicking my legs back and forth as they're folded up. I mean, really, does it matter what the person is doing when they're on the phone with you?
It does. I just said it does. And I, you know, why do you feel the need to go to the bathroom as soon as you get on the phone with me? Why do you do that? And sometimes I think you actually take the phone receiver and put it right close to the toilet so I can hear the fucking piss hit the water.
Well, sometimes you don't catch on to where I am right away. Like you'll keep asking me. You'll say like, "Are you in a garage? No. Are you in your office? No. Are you in your car? No." So I have to give you a hint. So I'll take the phone and hold it right near the stream so that you can maybe hear water on water sound of pissing.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And problem with that is, you do it a little too often, number one, and number two, the echo is excruciating.
Well, I'm sorry about that, Frank.
I apologize.
I don't know quite what to say to you right now. I only do it. It's not. I started doing it because I had to pee during a very long conversation. So I pissed, and you just got all disgusted and, oh, you can't do that. Blah, 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 blah. Really just annoyed. Really annoyed.
It's foul and revolting. Anyway.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm going to keep doing it now because I know it pisses you off. Like right now, my cam is on a loop right now. You know where I really am, Frank? Take a guess. Where do you think I really am right now?
Under the covers.
Ah, so good. So good. Ah. Does the sound of a flush get to you?
Well, as you know, I don't like to look at the inside of toilets. I always have to keep the lid down. So I hate that flush, that gulp sound, especially like if you're in like an empty house.
You hate that sound?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to make sure that was the right sound. So it's not the fact that you're envisioning it. It's just the fact that you're hearing it.
Well, it's everything. I mean, you know, I don't want to envision a god. Oh, for Christ's sake.
Oh, god damn it. Well, that's enough of that, right, Frank?
Yes.
You just don't, you envision it. You're a visual person. I understand that. I can respect that. Well, while we were away, We had an election, and I'm really glad it's over, quite frankly. I don't know how exposed you've been to the election.
I'm totally uninformed. I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
And as a person that loves presidential trivia, you know nothing.
Well, you know what? I was driving to the fucking polls, and I said to myself, why am I voting? I'm so uninformed. I do not deserve – I don't have the right to vote because I don't know what the fuck is going on.
I
don't pay attention to anything.
That's right. And then this is that's the time when you see all the celebrities come out and beg you to vote and say, register, vote, your voice matters, blah, blah, blah. There are several good reasons to not vote. I encourage people to not vote. I don't want people voting. I want – 4 votes in the election.
I had no rights. You know what? I didn't. You know what? I didn't even know how to vote. I had to ask my wife. I said, "What do I have to do when I go in there?" Because I don't know what to do when you go in that booth.
Were you worried you'd fuck it up? Like
I was worried I'd fuck it up, and I was afraid I wouldn't be able to close the curtain, and I was getting all nervous that people were going to look at me. And Donna had to go for like 15 minutes. She had to teach me what to do and how to go.
She went in
there
with you?
No. She didn't go in there because she had gone earlier that day, but she had to. I had to sit down, and she had to tell me the procedure, step by step.
If you don't know the issues, if you don't know what either candidate stands for, if you don't contribute to the system, these are all very, very good reasons for you to not vote. Like, you should not have voted. Whoever you voted for should have one less vote.
Right, I shouldn't have voted. It was wrong for me to vote, and my... What I was going to do is I was going to vote for like a third party candidate. A lot of people were doing. I was going to vote for like a Barr or Nader or somebody.
You were going to vote for Barb? I didn't know she was running.
No, Barr.
Oh,
Barr.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said Barb.
And you know what? I said to myself, you know, why should I waste a vote? So then I voted for one of the two party candidates. And you know, I felt awful doing it. I didn't watch one debate. I didn't pay attention to anything. And I'm just an awful human
being. And you know what? You should be very, very, very upset.
I'm embarrassed more than upset.
This is something that you love. You pride yourself, and you've said it many times, on the fact that you know presidential trivia.
Up to a certain year, yes.
Up to a certain year. So for, yes. I guess the last president you know is George H.W. Bush. We've kind of went
correct.
Over that a little bit, but you don't know anything about it, and you shouldn't have voted. But you did.
I did.
Have you ever been like, because as I said before, the celebrities on the TV, fucking Tom Cruise, you have to vote. Oh, please vote. And they all come on with their fucking montage and they tell you to vote. They're screaming up and down. Have you ever been convinced by a movie star to do anything, whether it's buy a product?
No. I don't care about that. I don't care about
those
people.
You've never been loyal to a specific brand or anything because
the only thing is I like Goulden's mustard.
Why?
Because it's spicy brown.
Well, I know it's spicy brown and delicious, and it's great with hot dogs, and if you have any other mustard, you're yellow. However, has a celebrity ever convinced you to do that?
I don't care. I spit on those people. I don't care about those people.
You spit on them.
They're no better than me or you.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems like everybody, obviously... more of the country wanted Obama to be the president, and there were people celebrating, popping champagne bottles, crying in the streets, calling into radio shows and crying. And it's to me, it's like you're just cheering on another politician. It's not the second coming of Christ.
I didn't appreciate, like, I was kind of turned off, you know, having like Oprah crying, and you know, it just kind of turned me off. Like, I don't want to, you know, I don't know. Whatever.
It was just such a big buildup, I guess. Everybody got, you know, really enthusiastic for whoever they supported, and it was like a kind of a release because, like, the day of the election, Kanye West puts on his Twitter, "Today is the first day of the rest of our lives," as if, you know, he hasn't been living before, having had, you know, fucking successful album after successful album after, you know, being hated by everybody.
Right.
This is the day when our life begins. They were that emphatic about it, and now all anybody can talk about is what fucking Michelle Obama's wearing and what kind of dog they're going to get. That's the big issue. What kind of puppy is he going to buy? Not is he going to do a good job? Is he experienced enough? What fucking pooch is he going to have walking on the lawn and all around the White House? That's what people want to know. I mean, what kind of dog should he get, Frank? Should he? I propose...
you know he's going to get some, like a mutt or something very generic. He's not going to get like a Sharpay or something like that. He's going to get something very basic and plain.
I propose maybe a Maltese, probably white, probably with a permanent hard on.
I have that
named Marvin. Why don't you just hand it over to him?
I have that.
Give Obama your dog. It would be the best thing for him. Apparently, the leaders of Peru are trying to push some disgusting, terrible dog. I guess their national dog was initially bred by the Incas. It's a dog that is bald, hypoallergenic, and very oftentimes toothless. It's this disgusting little rat dog with no hair on it, just gigantic rabbit-looking ears and a snarled face. I think it was the same type of breed of the dog that was pronounced ugliest dog a couple years ago, which just died. But they're going to offer him this disgusting dog, and is he going to say, yeah, sure, no thanks, and risk an incident with Peru? Did you take a look at this dog, Frank?
You're talking about the dog who died?
No, I'm talking about the dog that Peru wants to offer to the Obama family.
Yeah, I saw that dog. But more importantly, the world's most ugliest dog recently passed away. This dog was voted the world's most ugliest dog in this summer. It was a Chinese crested hairless dog. The tongue was sticking out all the time, and his dog recently passed away. So I just want to give a shout-out to those people.
So that dog gets to die, but your dog that's collecting dust bunnies on the tip of its dick has to live.
That's correct.
That's right?
Yes.
Jesus. I don't know.
And you know what I did the other day? Yeah. I had to pick Marvin up, and some of his erection juice got on my finger.
Oh, man. His erection juice? Well, he's been neutered, right? So...
Yeah, he's neutered, but some of his dick is always wet, and his juice got on the top of my finger.
Is it pus at this point? Is it like pre-cum? I mean, what is it? Why don't you take a taste? What is it? Why don't you go look down there and see what does it taste like? Just so you know,
I'm not going to taste it. I'm not going to taste it.
You wouldn't do that.
But have you ever picked up a male dog and its ding-a-ling actually touched you a little bit?
If I'm going to pick a dog up, the first place I'm going to grab is definitely not its cock. I don't know.
All right, now let me get this straight.
I don't know your technique.
You
for
have
picking a
girlfriend, a
dog.
Isn't that correct?
Yes, I do. Her name is Amanda,
and she has a dog.
She has a dog named Lady.
And you're very fond of this dog, aren't you?
Her dog is Laddie.
You're very fond of this dog.
I love the dog. The dog is incredible.
Has a dog ever, his penis ever brushed up against you?
I've never seen that dog with a heart on.
Oh.
Never.
I see.
And I've never touched its penis. Okay, Frank? I don't... of the two hosts of the New Style and Germ Freak show, one of us has gotten dog jizz on their hands. And it's not me.
And what about... What I like about the female dogs is when you rub their bellies, you're not going to get any fluids on you. You just have those little nipples that they have popping out. They look like little pimples. And they're easier. They have an easier belly to rub.
Yeah, because they don't have a cock there.
Right.
Yeah, that probably is a little bit easier. But why are you so into rubbing their bellies? Like
you're almost
upset that you can't rub more of your male dog's belly because he has some terrible disease that they talk about in medical disclaimers for penis pills. If you have a hard on longer than 4 hours, you might be Frank's dog.
Have you ever had a dog? You never had a dog hump your leg?
No, but almost. Amanda's dog almost got me with his fucking sexual desires or whatever. He tried to hump me like really quickly, but I kicked him away.
Oh, okay.
He did hump her dad's leg.
Do male cats hump in the same way that dogs do? I'm not a cat owner.
I've never had a male cat, and I don't think that you hear about cats typically humping things.
I think
that if they do, it'll just be another cat. That's why there's so many fucking cats. You know, cats are all about it. There's a cat everywhere. You can just go fuck it and put your load in it, and it'll breed bastard cats. I don't know.
I see.
What are you saying now? You saying we're getting something?
No, a couple of people are saying that they do in fact hump.
They do. The male cats hump.
Yes.
Had no idea. Well,
you learned something here.
Yeah. Well, apparently, Obama's 10-year-old daughter, Malia, I don't know what the fuck her name is. Listen, she's allergic to most breeds, so they're looking for a hypoallergenic dog. And that's why Peru is handing over this fucking glorified rat with no hair or teeth. And they're saying, hey, America, here's one from us. It's disgusting.
Right.
It's disgusting. So maybe they should go with your permanently erect Maltese. I don't know. Maybe they should.
Maybe.
Well, you know, C-Rock, he sent us a song. You may remember his song about Amish girls a few weeks back. He sent us a song dedicated to our president-elect, Barack Obama. Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
Why don't we play it real quick here and just see what you think. You let me know what you think about it.
I will.
I think it's great.
Obama, Obama, you can be my black president. Obama, Obama, just want you to hang with me, so just holla, Obama. I hope you make chicken soup like your mama, Obama.
His mom was white though.
You can get all of my votes. Just promise me that you'll smoke and talk with me and my fucked up friends. You look like a deal that I bought weed from, who drove a Mercedes Benz. You sold the best skunk weed I ever smoked, Obama, Obama. You can be my black president, Obama, your mama. Just want to hang with me, so just holla, Obama. I hope you make chicken soup like your mama, Obama. Yeah.
Yeah, that's him. I like how he stresses the word chicken soup. Very good. Chris is pointing out, Best in Show Chris, he's saying that white people make the best chicken soup. I don't know what Mike Nice has to say about that. I personally would think it'd be a little ridiculous, but, you know, we'll leave that up to Mike Nice. Who knows? Have you even heard from Mike Nice in a long time?
Me?
Who the fuck am I talking to?
No, how would I have heard? It's not like we have a phone. I don't have his phone number. I don't talk
me?
To
him. Who in the fuck would I be talking to?
I don't know if you were talking
shit.
To somebody else.
Do you even understand? 316-768-4472.
Oh my God.
Yes. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak.
Yo,
who's
ring,
this?
Motherfucker. You take too long to answer the phone and shit, yo.
Oh, my God. What it do, Mike Nice?
Hurry up, nigga. I'm calling on collect. Let's get to the business, nigga.
Well, I didn't hear anybody ask me if I wanted to accept the charges.
Relax, I got them to, you know what I'm saying, waive all that.
Yeah. So, your boy got elected.
What? Man, ain't that like last week news, nigga?
Well, I mean, you know, we could have talked about anything in the 6 months that you haven't called in. But I guess this is the most recent thing, isn't it?
I guess so, if you went to, you know what I'm saying, typical nigga news.
Well, I mean, what's good with you? What's going on, Mike Nice?
Nah, so if you want to talk about some, you can talk about some.
Yeah, oh, by the way, I mean, C-Rock here is a very prolific person, Mike Nice. I don't know, but we have something for you. You want to hear it?
Yeah, go ahead, spin it right quick.
Ladies and gentlemen, New Style presents to you the man without a government name, Mr. Mike Nice.
Play it back, nigga.
Oh my god. Fantastic job. Fantastic. C-Rock. Wow, he's amazing. Mike Nice, what's good with you? What did you think
Yo,
of that?
Son, did he just loop up chicken nuggets and duck nuggets?
No, chicken chicken, chicken, which really is, if you...
That shit is crack on a stick. Nah, shout out to that nigga. That shit is high. I kind of like that shit.
Nah, that
I'm
was...
I'm going to put that on the Zoom. Who the fuck uses Zoom
little,
anyway?
Little rock box, little fast food mansion. Not too bad.
Yeah, that shit was high. I should license that to McDonald's for a quick $100,000.
So, now you have your own intro. Now you can enlighten the white man. I mean, what's good with you right now? What's hot on the streets? What's
going
on?
You know what I'm saying? My president is black, nigga. What more could I ask for?
I don't know. I mean, he's just a politician. I mean, those of us who are blinded by color, those of us who've gotten past black and white, and, well, not so much yellow yet, but black and white, we're okay with it.
We're not talking about you, because you damn sure ain't colorblind.
What are you talking about? Free your mind, and the rest will follow. Be colorblind, don't be so shallow. That's my mantra, Mike Nice.
Okay. All right.
Well, I mean, so your president is a black man. This is great. Are you working on the quilt that you're going to hang up behind the couch?
Quilts? Nah, but I got them New York Times and I got them New York Post cover pages, $2,000 each. Holla at me, framed up, all that.
Yeah. So what's your latest business venture? Because I got to tell you, every time you call in, you're working on something new.
Son, I'm Jamaican. I told you I got like 30 jobs.
That's true. That is true. Well, what's the latest one?
I can't tell you that right now. I'm still working on it.
Well, what's one that you're free to talk about?
Son, I told you, we got the Obama newspapers, we got tickets to the inaugurations, and we got the T-shirts. You know what I'm saying? January 21st, the first official nigga stay your ass home out of work day shirts.
Stay your ass at home day?
Yeah!
Is that what it's, stay your ass at home day?
That's the national celebration of the black inauguration. See, inauguration, celebration, and shit rhymes. $20 T-shirts. Holla at me at the More Than Perfect Barbershop in South Orange, New Jersey. You already know.
So, Bill Clinton had Maya Angelou read something at his inauguration.
Yo, son, that shit had me fucking rolling.
Who do you think Obama's going to have?
First of all, is it me or is Maya Angelou like she was like a slave master 200 years ago, yo?
I recently had the misfortune of watching...
Maya Angelou was a straight whore.
I recently had the displeasure of watching Madea's Family Reunion, in which she plays a prominent part as wise black lady number 3. Who judicates and gives knowledge to...
Wait, only number 3? Damn, her fucking Hollywood credentials are slipping.
Well, yeah, they had people that actually could act and didn't just read random words about, you know, entrapment and hate for white people in the form of lyrical poetry that doesn't rhyme.
All right, prose? Yeah, I don't fuck with prose.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is, who is Obama going to have at his inauguration?
Yo, son, that is going to be the flyest nigga festival of the century, my nigga.
Really?
Son, it's going to be, watch, I guarantee you, it's going to be Jay-Z, Kanye West, and Lil Wayne as the closing performance. It's going to be Lil Wayne at the inauguration, I swear to God.
Really? Lil Wayne's going to be there, you think so?
Cash Money, you already know.
I don't know about Lil Wayne.
Cameron gonna be there in a pink and white American flag.
Oh my God! So you really think it's gonna go gutter?
I'm saying though, like those are the people that got him in office. So you gonna tell me you ain't gonna see at least one hip hop act? Come on, son. Let's be serious here. The white people gonna be scared as a motherfucker.
316-768-4472. You're on with Mike Nice and Germ Freak. Who's this?
Vonage, nigga.
Yo, it's Vonage. What's going on?
Who is this sick motherfucker on the phone here?
Mike Nice, let me introduce you to Vonage Williams or Greenspan. What's your last name, Vonage?
Vonage Greenspan, nigga.
Vonage Greenspan. Apparently, his family's a really, really big fan of telecommunication companies. His brother is named Altel. And his nephew is named is named Net to Phone.
Son, I only use Skype. Son, if it ain't on Skype, I can't fuck with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So Vonage, do you have anything for us, or is that it? You just want?
Yeah.
What's up?
I will be. I just wanted to say this dude sounds fake as fuck. The only hood he knows is on the back of his G-Unit sweatshirt.
Oh man, they're coming at you from all angles, Mike Nice.
That's all right. I told you, son, it's about to go down. It's going to be nigger central in America in like 2 minutes. Don't worry.
I would appreciate it if you wouldn't use the N-word, Mike Nice.
Excuse me. You may think you can say this because I'm actual black and I don't like hearing that word.
See, that actual blacks don't want to hear that word. He's saying that you're not black, Mike Nice. I mean, do you...
Can we get a... All right, next nigger on the phone, please.
All right.
Look up the next nigger caller, please.
Yeah, we're gonna let him go. Sorry.
Yeah, thank you. Shout out to Time Warner Communications. You know what I'm saying? I don't really fuck with Vonage. Too many drop calls. Anyway, next. Well, too many drop calls.
Oh, damn. I just missed a call from Skype Jones. Sorry. Sorry about that.
That's my nigga. Shout out.
I wanted to get you, Skype Jones. We just, you know.
No, that's all right. I'm on T-Mobile shit, so, you know, it's just going to drop any damn way.
Yeah. So, what's the hot new cell phone? Or Jack, as you call it?
Son, I mean, I really ain't been into Jack, though, but I know Verizon got this crack fire on a stick BlackBerry coming out in a minute, though.
Yeah? Which, the touchscreen one?
Yeah, that touchscreen shit, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, that's some hot shit, though. Look out for that shit coming in, like, 2 weeks.
Okay, it's coming out in 2 weeks, so I can actually get it on the bedsheet Electronics Depots from all the Jamaicans about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, he could have caught it from the Jamaican like 3 days ago, but he was sold out. He sold out in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, actually, I saw it next to a bootleg copy of Jumper laying on a comforter on the sidewalks.
Nah, but they got that new Bond movie already on bootleg, though. Shout out to the African. And was that Times Square station I was in today? Yeah, son, he had 3 copies of the James Bond shit already. These fucking Africans is crazy.
Yeah, but it was just like, it was an animation he made with, like, stick figures. and the funny thing is, the stick figure on the left just had the word Bond with an arrow next to it.
007, that's it?
Yes.
You just put the pages and that was it?
And then, like, as he got halfway through, you'd see the guy on the right. He had Bad Guy with an arrow. So, I mean, it was pretty good, but it wasn't as good as the first bootleg copy that I saw. Frank, yes, can you stop you fucking snorting?
I apologize.
I just, yeah, exactly. All I do is I hear you clicking, dropping things, snorting, and not...
I apologize.
You didn't even say hello to Mike Nice.
I didn't get a chance. He didn't come up for air. Hello, Mike Nice.
I didn't come. Those mad like pauses in the discussion where you could have interjected or, you know, added to the show.
I wanted to give you your fair share. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, sometimes you talk a lot, and I wanted to give you your props.
Well, you have nothing to say to him. I mean, you've said in the past that you're intimidated by Mike Nice.
I'm intimidated by him because he. Listen, I hear that there used to be 2 Mike Nices, and I, you know, I'm a little intimidated by the current Mike Nice. As opposed to the old Mike Nice. So,
By old one, you mean like the one that had a tolerance for white people?
Well, I don't know. But, you know, he talks
very... Wait, are you calling me racist?
No, not at all. I mean, especially since... I mean,
nah, you
I for one...
Wait, hold on. So if I ain't got a tolerance for white people, what the fuck do that mean?
Hey, listen. I for one, welcome our new black overlords. I will not... I will bow and bend.
Well, nigga, this is not World of Warcraft. Like, did you pay your $12.95 for the month? What are you talking about?
I'm just saying that I'm not going to be the guy to throw anything into the gears, okay?
So
I'm not
the
one that's going
to
cause problems.
A new guild. I'm going to get you in a new guild, son. You're just in the wrong shit right now.
Maybe I just picked the wrong race. I don't know.
I guess so, son.
By that, I mean orc. Sorry. I don't want to confuse anybody out there.
So what's going on in the hood?
The hood is dead right now. We in a fucking recession. Don't you see these fucking government people talking about they bailing out every fucking thing?
Yeah, but weren't you...
We need an economic stimulus package right fucking now,
but wait, Mike Nice, isn't the hood always in a recession? I mean, even at the top of every single bubble, it still seems to reek of recession when you see fucking pallets propped up for a home for like 4 people in an hour.
Nah, dog, but it's bad. You can't even go to the corner store and get 3 Lucy's no more. They be charging you 1 Lucy for $1. Like, you know shit is bad.
What's
you
a Lucy?
Get your Lucy's together.
You don't know what a Lucy is, Frank?
I have no idea what a Lucy is.
You need to
it's a loose cigarette.
You need to school him. Yeah, it's hard times permanently in Mike Nice's neighborhood, and they've afforded them the opportunity to, instead of purchasing full packs of cigarettes, you could buy one out of a pack.
Oh, really? Yeah. But even, are they just like name brands or just like generic no-name brands?
It really, it's just stuff they found in an ashtray. They just take out the remaining tobacco and roll it up in notebook paper.
Excuse me, did you say name brands? Black people only smoke one type of cigarette. What the fuck are you talking about, name brands?
I apologize. What brand of cigarettes is that?
Yo, do I have to really tell them what brand of cigarettes niggas smoke?
I mean, he doesn't know, so...
That's what I'm asking. I'm kind of sheltered here. What's the...
Noops.
So you're saying Newport. I'm getting a lot of people in the Pal Talk room typing cool with a K.
Nah, black people, I mean, that's a bootleg Newport. Like, if you really, really, really broke, you know what I'm saying, then you can smoke a pack of what I am. You know what I'm saying? I get noops, straight up. Noops medium or noops light. Shit in the blue package. Blue
what about, how much is a Jimmy hat going for these days?
What?
A Jimmy hat. A Jimmy hat. How much is a Jimmy hat going for?
Are you talking about Skims?
Actually, that's interesting. I mean, they do sell loose cigarettes. Do they sell loose condoms? Like, so you don't have to buy a pack, you can just buy one?
Nah, Habibi got slick, because after they had them fake Trojans last year, he came out with the 3-pack of the official shit. But he'd be, like, opening the 12-pack and charge you the same price for 3, because he know, you know what I'm saying, you already got 2 kids, you already late on your child support, so Habibi like, yo, I know you don't want to need another kid, so he'd be charging you $5 for a 3-pack.
Oh, I'm sorry, Barb has it right. She says they don't sell condoms in the hood. That's right, I forgot.
This white bitch, I'm about to slay her, yo. Get her on the phone, yo.
Well, let me say something here. Jimmy hats, Frank, seriously. What you need to be aware of is that black people will create and discard more phrases than any other type, race, creed, anything. They come up with slang, and they throw it out, like, next Tuesday. What's the new... Is there something new that's on the streets? I mean, just for us white people, throw one that you're about to throw away, one of your terms that's about to expire. Can you give it to us so we can play with it for a couple days while it's still
about
hot?
To expire?
Yeah.
Nah, because we just came up with, like, a whole bunch of new shit yesterday. We came up with yak. Yeah, you're on SBI right now.
Now, VA Messenger is saying work and jobs. That's VA Messenger.
That's not slang. That's words you don't even know. What are you talking about?
Oh, Jesus.
What's it? I mean, slang got to be something that we fucks with on the daily.
Now, are you still down with OPP?
I'm sorry, did you step in your way back machine? Is this Back to the Future night? Is that the bit? Are we going back in the day or some shit here? Yo, let me get out my Coolio tape. Hold on. Gangsta's Paradise. All right, click play. Hold on. There we go. Gangsta's Paradise is on right now.
What's the most urban song that you've heard that you're aware of, Frank?
Probably Rapture by Blondie.
What?
What the fuck? Yo, you need to... No, you know what you need to listen to, Frank? You need to get this new song. It's called That Baby Don't Look Like Me. Moi Springer, Moi Povich edition.
That Baby Don't Look Like Me. This is the...
Hell yeah, that shit is the number one hit. That Baby Don't Look Like Me. That Baby Don't Look... Yeah, son, that shit is a classic.
This is the song, by the way, that Frank calls the most urban song he's aware of. I guess because there's a black guy...
Well, this was the first rap song of all time. We all know that. Anyway.
Wow, it does sound really thuggish. Actually, it sounds like a beat that, like, P. Diddy should have stolen in 1993.
Nah, 94.
Yeah.
It was all a dream.
This was the first rap song. It came out in 1981, I believe.
Too bad rap came out in 79. You can't remember a rap record out 2 years earlier.
Yeah, just because a pretty blonde girl decides to rhyme words quickly with no rhythm or tone.
Have you seen her
rap.
Lately? Have you seen her lately? Not so pretty.
Well, we're talking about her in 1981, Frank. We're not talking...
Mike...
She didn't release this last week.
Mike Nice, when's the new Sugar Hill dropping?
The new Sugar Hill?
I was at a hip.
Yeah.
the extended remastered edition of Rapper's Delight or whatever that one is. This is terrible, Frank. I don't know. I don't think... I want you and Mike Nice to be on better terms.
I don't think Mike Nice really likes me. And
Mike
I
Nice,
that
is that true, Mike Nice, that you do not like Frank the Germ Freak?
No, I don't understand how he, like, so, like, not up on current, like, shit. Like Blondie? Like, dog, like, what year is this?
Apparently it's 1981. He's very familiar with hood geography. I mean, maybe that's your common bound.
What do you mean by that, hood geography?
Like, you know, you've gone to specific restaurants, maybe even in Mike Nice's neighborhood. You know the streets. You've been there. You lost a shoe probably like two blocks away from his house.
Right.
I mean, he knows the area. He just doesn't know the trends.
I don't know the trends. Are people still wearing the pant leg up, cuffed up? Is that still going on or no?
No, that went out of style about 10 years ago.
Okay, I apologize.
Yeah. What are some more urban fashions that Frank should be aware of? Like, well, something to look out for.
This is... Okay.
All right, so he got to get, you know what I'm saying? He got to get him, like, one of them Jim Jones jeans, definitely. The Jim Jones flare jeans, skinny joints, real skinny leg joints.
You
need to get him a Karmaloop hoodie and some Bathing Ape sneakers.
So you get him some Jim Jones jeans with the built-in chain, some belts, and a Karmaloop hoodie.
Mike Nice, this is what the last stuff I saw. Are the Adidas sneakers with the shell still in?
Shell toes.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, like, Frank, like, all right, I don't know if your brain got stuck in 1985 and you just, you know what I'm saying, just happened to just mutate forward, but there's, like, this new shit out, yo. This thing we got called Google, you can look at a lot of new shit.
Seriously, like, Frank, you've addressed this on Ron and Fez when you had your appearance, but 1989 is it for you.
My brain shut down after 1989. I know nothing after 1989.
He went into just a
coma.
A memory coma.
He was in a massive coke-induced coma or some shit. Did you take some bad, like, spit back in 90, in like 89 or something, dog? Like, seriously, what happened to you, son?
You know, just this and that. But you know,
why don't you spell it out? I mean, we've never actually officially said...
Oh, this is boring stuff.
Just
I don't
really
go
quick run through it.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, we just...
So, in 1989, you were worried about your cholesterol, is that right?
Yeah, real quick.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
All right.
In 1989, I'm going to say it. If you're not going to say it, I'll say
it. Just say it, because I'm bored of talking about it, so just say it.
Mike Nice, 1989, Frank is an aspiring grocery store employee. He decides, hey, my employer, the grocery store, is giving out free cholesterol tests. So he wants to see if his doomed Italian heritage is going to be giving him a heart attack soon. So he gets a free test, and that involves a little prick with a needle.
Uh-huh.
Later on that evening, Sue Simmons is reporting that people are getting AIDS from cholesterol tests. So now Frank is completely obsessed with the fact that he may have AIDS. From the
hold up. First of all, shout out to Simmons. That old bitch been on the news for like 27 years or some shit.
So
you've been scared that you have AIDS for almost 30 years?
Perhaps.
You got over it though, right?
I mean,
no, I got over it. I got over it. You know.
But the thing is, it was such a shock to your brain that nothing new could be let in.
Nothing new could be let in. Nothing new mattered.
Only if it depended on either your family, an intense desire to know something, or your business. That's the only way. Like, you didn't know, you would never have used the internet unless you needed to for your job.
I know nothing about anything. I'm a complete dolt.
I mean, this is something. I mean, it has to come up with, like, you know, when you're talking to other people.
And the person who pointed this out to me, I like to give him props, is Mr. Dan and Cal. He's the one who diagnosed me and said, you know what? Well, what happened to you? Something must have happened to you where you just shut down. And it was Dan and Cal who diagnosed me and told me that it was because of that.
Wait, somebody on Pal Talk gave you a medical diagnosis?
Yes, Dan and Cal.
Hold up. Shout out to it. So we got Pal Talk MD now. Hold up. You know, I've been having some aching knee pain. Anybody know what these symptoms are? I got aching knee pain, I got a rash, and I got back acne. Oh, shit. I done got sickle cell. Thank you.
VA Messenger
Thank
just
you.
Chimed
Foxy
in, Mike Nice.
Star. Yeah, shout out to Dr. Foxy Star.
Dr.
And Pal Talk.
Dr. VA Messenger just responded that you have a case of N-wordosis.
Shout out all the Pal Talk Web MD. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to drink a 7-Up and a DNL. You know, the down upside 7-Up.
God, I'm just kidding. That was me. I want to apologize. I really wanted to say that, and I masked my identity with that of a mountain man from Virginia.
So, yo,
really, it's a big stretch.
Oh, hold on. I got some carrots coming in. Someone's telling me, here we go, eat some deep-fried pig with lots of barbecue sauce and call me in the morning. See, there you go.
So you never had a problem then. It's impossible for you to get a disease if that's the cure. Well, Mike, nice.
Know, yeah.
So, you know, you guys are running the world now. That's good. It's good. Everybody loves you. It's all good.
I don't know, though, dog. But, like, I'm saying, like, I mean, I wanted a black house, but I didn't want like, a black house. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't want the White House to be too black.
Those kids are going to be running around doing double dutch in, like, the Lincoln bedroom.
You can't talk about the children, son. You can't talk about the children. Let's leave the children out of this, son.
Okay, sorry.
Mike Nice.
Yes. Germ freak. What? Yes.
Do you think I'm illin?
Oh, yeah, son. the president is a... Wow, these niggas on Pal Talk is bugging.
Oh, my God. These people... They don't understand that, you know, hope and change has been brought to the White House. And I've said it before. I welcome our new African-American overlords. I welcome them.
Now, why we got to be all that? Why we got to be overlords? Why we can't be underlords?
I welcome whatever lords the blacks want to be. And I just want to say, you know, we're getting a little crazy here, okay? Let's just relax with the racism. Okay? This show isn't about that. It's about loving one another, for Christ's sake. And cut it. Even the godless blacks that have now taken the White House.
See, y'all white people is real shook right now, because the problem with y'all white people is y'all white people is mad at the other white people that voted for this dude. Because y'all just can't say black people elected this motherfucker, because motherfucking black people don't even vote. So I think some of y'all white people is mad at y'all white guilt that overcame some of your other white people that would have voted for other white people.
You know when I knew that Obama was going to win?
When Sarah Palin was the VP candidate?
No. Well, close. The minute that Diddy had a YouTube blog just completely screaming about the fact that Sarah Palin was the vice president candidate. John McCain is bugging the fuck out. Screaming in his backyard or wherever he was. I knew it was over. Because there's something like video blogs, that's the key. That's the key to move a certain base of Americans.
Yeah, son. Vlogging is that straight. That's like hood. That's like hood. The new hood CNN, son.
All right. So Mike Nice, what do you have for us? We're gonna let you go and go to break. Why don't you leave us with something to make the other part of America feel nice?
All right. Put it this way, right? If this nigga try any funny shit in the first 100 days, I'll shoot the nigga.
Oh, my God. You can't say that.
Is the Illuminati listening? Hold on. Let me rewind the tape and just say, if he do any craziness in the first 100 days, then we could impeach them.
Wait, I like to ask...
I just want to fucking announce that I do not ever, ever want to see any political figure be assassinated. Thank you. This is new style. My name is Ken.
Dumb button? For real, son. What happened to the fucking dumb button?
It was the black guy that said he would do it. His name is Mike Nice.
I'm not black.
You see, now you're not.
Yeah, Mike. When are the Wayans brothers gonna put out a new joint?
Oh, it's coming soon. They're doing a scary movie that's gonna spoof cop movies. It's called Buddy Cop or some shit. It's coming out real soon.
Oh,
they're doing
man.
A cop movie spoof. Swear to God,
I love
it's on
that
IMDb,
one.
IMDb, nigga. It's on IMDb, Joe.
That one was great because I like when they dress up like the white women, and then they do all the crazy stuff. It was hilarious. Thank you, Wayans Brothers, for another...
White Chicks was funny, though.
Yeah,
White Chicks was funnier than Soul Plane. Shout out everyone on Soul Plane. Monique, all my people on Soul Plane.
Yeah, basically the cast of any Tyler Perry movie. Well, thank you very much, Mike Nice. I appreciate your calling. Maybe you can make them more frequent. I don't know. Find your way to a phone.
Position. I'm up for head nigga. I'm up for head nigga in the cabinet. HNIC, son. Head nigga in the cabinet.
All right.
With the barbecue sauce and, you know, all the chitlins and all that.
Thank you very much, Mike Nice.
Deuce is my nigga.
Man without a government name, Mr. Mike Nice.
Play it back, nigga.
Chicken. And we'll be back after a little bit. Take a quick break here. Thank you.
Put pop, bro. No, yo. Put pop, bro. No, yo. Put pop, bro. No.
play it back, nigga.
I don't park my own car, nigga. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Hell yeah.
Like, that nigga's in a straight Clint Eastwood on the motherfucker. Chicken nuggets.
Play it back, nigga.
Chicken nuggets.
Play it back, nigga. Play it back, nigga.
Play it back, nigga.
Play it back, nigga.
Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hey there, everybody. It's your favorite friend and neighbor, Joe Caramello, and you're listening to The Neighborhood Watch. It's a little service that I've been providing to the fine citizens of the neighborhood that I love, Pepper Gardens. Thanks again for putting this thing on your iTunes Walkman or whatever you got. I don't know. Let me just say that we all deserve a round of applause for making 2008 our 12th consecutive fun and safe Halloween, putting us out there with a near-perfect record. Now, I'm not going to talk about 1995, but let's just say Kevin Conover getting 3 liters of piss poured on him wasn't the worst thing in the world. You ask me, that little bastard grew up right. And if it wasn't for good timing and one particular citizen's love of Diet ShopRite brand cola, he might have gotten thrown in prison. And, you know, not to disrespect his family or nothing, but seriously, Kevin Conover in a jail fight, come off of you. If that hero didn't soak that little prick in his open Halloween bag of candy with his piss, he'd have been getting his little asshole stitched together by a prison doctor, and that's a fact. He got piss dumped on him, graduated high school without incident, and then he went off into the army. Now, I call that a success if there weren't so many complaints filed. Now, anyway, not to talk about 95, but seriously, let's get moving here, Pepper Gardens. Chop, chop. Time is ticking. Yeah, we're all proud of our pumpkin bags and jack-o'-lanterns here, but you have to realize Halloween's over now for a while, and your fucking pumpkins are fucking rotten. Get him the fuck off your steps. I'm gonna be watching here, and so help me Christ, I see one fucking bale of hay, bundle of cornstalks, or a fucking ghost, vampire, or Frankenstein in your fucking lawns or steps, I'll be filling up bottles of piss and calling every one of you Kevin. You got me? Thanksgiving is around the corner. Fuck Halloween. Don't let me catch you off season. That's it for me here. Thanks for tuning into the Neighborhood Watch, and as always, we'll be watching.
The DJ New Style Show. Hello, anonymous internet. I'm DJ New Style. Nice to meet you, bitches.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Check out DJNewStyleShow.com. Download all our old episodes. They're old, but if you haven't heard them, they're fantastic. Be sure to check out Best in Show. It's Best in Show Radio. They're on Thursday nights, 8 to 11 on HeroesTalk.com. They're our station mates, I guess you could say, Frank. I don't really know. Are you back? Holy shit. Wow. Frank, what's going on here?
What's up?
Hey, don't let me interrupt you here. What are you doing?
I want to get a snack.
What are you eating now? I hear something being chewed. What is it?
I'm having a chocodile.
A chocodile?
Yeah. It's a Twinkie wrapped up in chocolate.
That is fucking sounds amazing, but it's a little embarrassing for a 40-year-old man to be eating those. A little embarrassing. But you're not acting your age, Frank. Now, did you have any fun this weekend? I mean, I was out of commission. I blew out a tire. What did you end up doing?
Well, I went to this get-together.
Oh, a get-together?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was just a little
snacks.
Gathering. Yeah, I don't think that, there was some snacks, but there wasn't, like, chips and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
And there was some,
You went to somebody's house?
No, this was at, this was at what's called a saloon or a tavern.
A saloon. I'm sure it's definitely a saloon.
So this was in the... You went borough to of Manhattan.
You went to
the borough of New York. I apologize.
No, you had it right.
No, it's New York.
Oh, okay. Thank you for telling me.
that Manhattan is now no longer one of the five boroughs of New York. You fucking dope. So you went to a pub, a bar, place
yes.
that serves alcohol. Now, you're not known to be a drinker.
Right? I'm not known to be a drinker, no.
No, I mean, I know that you occasionally have a Mai Tai.
I have Mai Tai, Fuzzy Navel, or Jolly Rancher.
You like girl drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was going to go to this as well. It was Eastside Dave's birthday party.
Yes.
I hit a curb. My tire blew out. I was unable to get there. But you ended up going. You made it out there. Was it a good time, Frank?
Well, if I could start from the beginning, I'd be
okay, much let's start from the beginning. I'm sorry. I'll let you go. I wasn't there. Let me know how it went.
Well, firstly, I had a meet up with E.J. McGrath. That's Ed McGrath.
Oh, very good.
I met up with, he was, as you know, I'm incapable of taking public transportation simply because I don't know how to do it.
You don't know how to do it?
No, I don't know how to do it.
You've done it, I don't know how many times.
I've never done it alone.
Well, let's get him on the line here. It's 316-768-4472. Ed, what's going on?
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. I'm wishing that I made the weekend thing. Frank's about to tell me how he got there. I guess he met up with you?
Right.
Yeah, it was quite an adventure. I have some bullet points listed, lots
Excuse
to cover.
Me?
Oh, let's let Frank, well, Frank drive
let me
for
just,
now.
So I drove up to his hometown in Bergen County. I don't want to give his exact location, but it was a former president. And we drove up. I drove up there. You know, he lives in an apartment complex. Now, as you know, and which you've kidded about a lot, Ed has a tendency to masturbate a lot. So I did not want to go inside of his apartment. So I pretty much like beeped the horn and waited for him to come by the window. And then I said, let's go. And then I had to wait 15 fucking minutes for him to finish watching a goddamn football game. Then we proceeded to walk to the train station. You want to take it from there, my friend?
Yeah. First off, I don't excessively masturbate. You make
I apologize.
That up for some reason. Secondly, I said I would meet you at 7:30. I walked downstairs at 7:26 p.m. So
wow.
I was timely.
So you were early.
Secondly.
Okay.
Okay. So we don't even walk to the train station before there's almost what could have been an incident. Why don't you explain that, Frank?
Incident?
Yeah, at the Quickie Mart.
Oh, no. Some people were asking me for money. I went to the Quick Mart, and these assholes asked me if I had a dollar, and I said I have a lot of dollars. And they said, could I have one? And I said, no. And he got all freaked out by it. I don't know why.
Yeah, so, why would I get freaked out by that, Frank?
No, wait. What type of person was asking if he had dollars?
Just some hooligans.
They were asking
to get into specifics.
Oh,
they asked if I had some dollars, and
so
I said no.
There's a possibility that these hooligans were cheering with Mike Nice in the streets on the 5th of November.
I'm not going to deny or confirm that. I don't. That's irrelevant to me.
Okay, yeah, it is. I mean, I for one, I don't see color. And as I've said before, I welcome our new, just like me, American overlords. All the same here. So continue. You're at a Quickie Mart or something?
Yeah,
or?
That wasn't a big deal. So then we walked to the train station. Now, I didn't realize that you could get a train without going on a platform. Like, I always thought you had to go on a platform, but for some reason, this train, you can just stand on the street, and the train comes right to you. Isn't that correct, Ed?
No, that's amazing.
That is correct.
I did something for the first time, and Ed stood by me and supported me as I was doing it, and I want to give him thanks for that. I really appreciate it.
You finally gave in and kissed another man?
No, I bought my first train ticket by myself.
Oh, wow.
I utilized, they have them in vending machines.
Am I talking to Luke? Hi, Luke. Put your dad back on the microphone. Put your dad back. I know it's cute that you're 4 years old and you want to be on the radio like your dad. Put your dad back on.
I see. Anyway.
Oh, is this Frank?
Yes.
Oh, it's amazing. I thought your 4-year-old son was saying that he just bought his first train ticket, not his 40-year-old dad. Okay, well, continue. That seems to be an amazing feat.
They have them in the vending. I thought I'd have to. I was looking for. I said to Ed, "Where's the teller? Where's the train teller?" And he goes, no, they're in, you got to get it from the machine. Now, I'm walking around, I don't know what's going on. So I go to the machine there, I put the money in, it spits it out a couple times. Now, the reason I said to Ed, I said, listen, Ed, I want to do this on my own. I don't want you to help me. I want to do it on my own and see if I'm successful in getting my own ticket because I've never done this before. And what I like about it is there was nobody behind me. Like, I know there have been times where I've been in the city with you, DJ New Style, and there's a whole bunch of people behind you when you're going to these vending machines for tickets, and you're kind of in a rush.
Yeah.
So you really can't study it and figure out how to work the machine.
Of course.
Yes. So I fucked up the first time. I'll admit that. But the second time I was successful, and the ticket came out, and we went. It was a good time. You want to continue there, Ed?
So yeah, he probably could have done it without me there. He did want to use the little screen as a touchscreen, although they had an arrow and a big button with an arrow on it pointing to that particular option on the screen. So I found that a little bit amusing. But yes. I honestly think he could have figured it out himself if I wasn't there.
What's the problem it? Was I didn't know. See, I didn't know like where to go. Like, is it just New York? Is it a particular section in New York City? So there was only one choice for New York, and that was Penn Station. That's where I went. So we got the ticket, and we aboard the train, the passenger train. And as I was, we were waiting. I would just like I'm like a child. I asked like stupid questions. Like I would say to Ed, you know, do you think if it's possible somebody walks out, they can get hit by a train? He goes, yeah, that's true, Frank.
No, it is? Really?
Yeah.
No, so, someone could actually walk in front of it and get killed?
There's no barrier.
Oh, my God.
There's no fence.
Of course there isn't. Continue.
You could just walk right in there. Anyway, we took the train and the problem with this is we had to take the train to Sea Caucus. And then get off in Sea Caucus and wait on the platform and then take another train. And the problem with this is the trains are very crowded, and I'm a little claustrophobic, not terribly extremely, but a little bit. And some gentleman just thought it was okay to rest his elbow on my shoulder. And I didn't appreciate that.
Let me correct this, Frank. Let me skip ahead. This was on the subway, Frank, not the commuter train.
I apologize.
Can I just say something? I'm watching your cam on hearustalk.com. Obviously, yes. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
That's correct.
Whenever you're telling a story, you look like someone who's trying to cast a spell.
What does that mean?
You have your eyes closed, looking down. Your forehead is your brow is furrowed. Like, you're putting all your thought and concentration into this. This is a serious matter to you.
I'm trying to remember the story, and I apologize if I become too dramatic in my attempt.
Oh, you know, continue, please. So you're on the train.
I've never been on a subway before, DJ Style. I'm 38 years old. I live in New Jersey, about 30 minutes from the city. I've never been on a subway before.
What do you think the path is?
And Ed, excuse me.
What's the difference between a subway and the PATH train? We're going extremely local to New Jersey, New York related stuff, but there's a PATH train that goes underground, underwater.
Oh.
What the fuck is the difference?
Okay.
It goes from New Jersey to New York, and, you know, I don't understand what the whole difference is, Frank. You've never been on a subway. You've been on the PATH, but this is a big deal for you because you're on a subway now.
And guess what we saw? We saw, and this is the first time I've ever seen this, we actually saw live rats crossing over the tracks of the subway. I've never seen that before.
But you always hear about it.
I always hear about it, and I finally saw it for the first time in my life.
Today's a
big day. I saw a rat for the first time in my life.
Well, so Ed, so take it from the guy has his elbow on you. I mean, is this something he just stretched and just left it there on top of you as you're sitting down, or?
No. He kept putting it on me, and I kept moving my shoulder, and he kept putting it on me. I wasn't feeling comfortable. We were very crowded. I was pressed up against the door, and it was just a very awkward situation. So I said to him, I said, listen, he was too cheap. He wanted to take the subway all the way to the place, and he was too fucking cheap. I said, let's get a goddamn cab. We'll go to Penn Station, get a goddamn cab, and go from there. And that's what we did.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You cheap fuck.
Oh, my God. This isn't nice.
You know, I'm trying to be practical, Frank. You take two trains, and you're a couple blocks away. So I don't understand that. Now, I will admit, I did not see a sign that the train that I wanted to get on, which was the E train, was on a different platform. So then we had to take a D train up to Columbus Circle, and then we ultimately took a cab to the bar, which was at 93rd.
Okay,
and
so in telling the story about the birthday party and the bar, we've done about 15 minutes on the train ride. So I can only imagine just how frazzled you were through this entire thing.
Yes.
Okay, so you finally get there.
We get there.
You loosen up a little bit.
I loosen up a little bit.
Say your hellos, shake a few hands, or just do the little knuckle pound
thing. I did shake some hands. Wow, I introduced myself to some people.
So it's a world of new experiences this whole evening. You start the train ticket, you're shaking hands.
Yes, yes, yes. Doing that. And, settle down. Mm-hmm. I have my jacket on at all times because I need it for security in case I have to get out of there quickly. And
you don't want to leave it behind.
I don't want to leave it behind.
And let's say you took it off. Would you leave it behind? Like, if something goes down, you're going to run out of there without your jacket?
Exactly. So if I keep it on, I won't have that problem.
There you go. So you're there. You're socializing. A lot of drunk people there. People enjoying their beverage.
People were having a good time. It wasn't that crazy. I ordered my drinks. I was a little embarrassed. You know, listen, I'm not going to...
Why is that, Frank? Why were you embarrassed?
I only drink three things that we discussed. The Fuzzy Navel, the Mai Tai, and the Jolly Rancher. And I was kind of a little embarrassed to order it. So I had asked if some of my people, some of my friends who were there could order it for me. And nobody really wanted to do it. So then I asked, go ahead.
You got a few drinks. Did you have to use the bathroom at all? I mean, how open was this evening? You shook hands. You got your own ticket. Did you find yourself using a public bathroom at all?
Well, could I get to that for Christ's sake? You're rushing through the story here.
Do you understand? Okay, fine. Continue.
So we coaxed Ed to order me a drink. And I went with him because I didn't want him to feel too awkward. As he was ordering it, he pointed to me, and the bartender laughed when he found out what I wanted. He laughed at me.
What did you order?
I ordered a Mai Tai, and he giggled.
So you went up to the bar with another guy and ordered a drink suited for homos.
Yes.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Frank and Ed. Who's this? Whoa, wait a minute. I don't know what that is. Who is this?
Hi, it's Barb.
Barb, what's going on?
Nothing.
Nothing. So, okay.
You know, let me tell you a little about this Barb. God forbid she gets off her ass. I ask her, I says, can you get me, because she's a female. I say, can you get me these drinks because I'm embarrassed to ask for them? She goes, no. God forbid she gets off her goddamn ass off the goddamn stool and gets me the goddamn drinks, and she won't do it. So we had to ask Ed, and he did it.
Your gay drinks are too gay for women to fucking order, Frank. Nobody gets Mai Tais.
But did she eventually buy your tampons for you too, Frank?
Gave him some from my purse.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. You wouldn't have. Yeah. Okay. Frank, why don't you just get it yourself?
I'm too embarrassed to order these drinks.
Then maybe
I'm
you shouldn't drink them. If something is too embarrassing for you to acquire, you probably shouldn't do it. Like a teenager who's like has to slink around and feel really weird about buying condoms. If you're really gonna feel weird, you probably shouldn't fucking buy them. You should just go ahead and have a kid at fucking 16.
Right, right.
So you tried to pawn this job off on
Barb. We pawned it off.
She says no, and then she says no. You go
God
up with
forbid Ed. God forbid the princess gets off the stool and gets me the goddamn drink. She won't do it. So I ask Ed.
So Ed goes with you. So now,
Ed wanted a drink of his own.
So now it looks like
fucking wait all night.
Now it looks like the happy gay couple is going to enjoy a nice beverage at the bar.
So anyway, he orders the drink, but he let the bartender know it was for me the whole time. So then the bartender laughed at me and blah 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 and I drank it and we're all happy. Hmm.
And what did you what did you ultimately get, Frank?
Because well, they didn't have a. Unfortunately,
they didn't know how to make a Mai Tai.
They did not know how to make a Mai Tai. They did not know how to make a Jolly Rancher. So I had to get my third choice, which was a fuzzy navel.
God.
So you're drinking a bunch of stuff.
Yes.
Your bladder has to be getting full.
Oh, it's getting full.
let me take a step back, Ken. Let me take a step back. He actually did drink something manly. We actually ordered a round of shots. Why don't you tell the group, Frank, what kind of shots we had first?
Well, this is the first time I've ever taken a drink of a shot, and I guess you'd call it a man drink. It's something called Perone's with Silvers.
What?
It's Perone with Silvers.
Perone with Silvers?
Yes.
What the fuck kind of pirate drink is that?
I don't know. It's Perone with Silvers.
With Silvers.
Yes.
What the fuck is Silvers?
I don't know. Tidbit told me to order it. So I ordered.
Wait. Barb, what is it he ordered?
Perone with silver.
No. I mean, what was it really? Because he obviously has no idea what he's talking about.
Patron silver.
Yes. Well, how the fuck do you start calling it Perones? I mean, do you really want it to be an Italian beverage that bad? I'm drinking Perones. It's got to be good.
You know what, Ken? This is new to me.
So
I didn't know.
I do believe I have audio of you doing your first shot. I think this was captured by you, Barb. You recorded this one?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Okay, so here it is. Let's see what it sounds like.
Frank taking a shot for the first time in his fucking life.
What do you know?
Ready?
Lick the salt, slam the shot, eat it alive.
Lick the salt, slam it.
Help me! I'm burning up!
Oh my god. So you take a shot and you just start screaming.
Let me explain something to you. I wanted a shot of alcohol. I have to make a fucking meal out of it. They give me salt, they give me a piece of citrus fruit, and the drink. It's a fucking project. I just wanted to put the drink in my mouth. I have to, for some reason, you got to put salt on your hand, drink the drink, and then suck a piece of citrus fruit. I was not aware of all this fucking steps.
I mean,
if I knew this was involved, I wouldn't even did the goddamn thing.
If you had to do two extra things, you wouldn't have done it.
Was a drink, and I got to work.
Two extra things that make the shot more bearable. You understand that? That makes the shot go down a little smoother, so that maybe I won't have to be burning up! I'm burning up!
Jesus. Now, I can understand if that's Sousa or however the fuck you pronounce that disgusting crap, but this is Patron. This is good stuff he's drinking.
Yeah, this is quality stuff.
I never heard it before.
What, Perones with Silvers?
Of course, you're a promo.
Right.
It's Perones with Silvers. You are so inexperienced. I get, like, a fucking frat boy who's never had a drink is a rare thing, let alone a 40-year-old man. How do you get through life having lived most of your life without having taken a shot of alcohol?
Well, I just never acquired a taste for it.
Someone
I never really
who is 70% done with their lifespan.
Excuse me?
What? Well, you're
what
pretty
was that?
Old. Someone who is this far advanced in age has never done a shot. How do you get through life? You've gone to college, is that correct?
I commuted.
Oh. Yeah, so did Alki. You know, I'm pretty sure he's had a beverage.
No, I just never liked the taste of alcohol as I was younger. And as when I get older, I start to like it a little bit better, but I never really went to excess. And I wanted to get drunk for the first time in my life.
So you really let loose.
Well, some people say that. I don't really
well,
think it
you're
was that
in
bad.
The, you're in the bar. You're screaming your head off. I mean, we have it here. I mean...
Help me! I'm burning up!
Help me, I'm burning... No adult screams, help me, I'm burning up.
Well,
after
my
drinking.
Esophagus was disintegrating.
It was disintegrating.
I had no choice. I was in very a lot of pain.
Well,
see?
Now, I hear that you were absolutely out of your mind. I have another clip. This is the last clip
I don't know what
I have.
You're talking about.
Because, by the way, people were very, very tight-lipped with any media that was recorded. Ed, Barb, those are the only people that were willing to give me stuff. I understand the lax players of the world are very secretive with whatever they have. That's fine. You know, maybe you could dole it out like you dole your cock pics out. I don't know. But this is the only thing I have. No one drinks, gets drunk, and screams in a bar, "I feel weird." How is it you didn't get ejected from this place?
I don't really think it was that big of a deal. I was just expressing my emotions, and I don't know why you're making a big deal about
I'd like to ask you a few questions. Is this okay if I ask you a few questions, Frank?
Sure.
I mean, there are a few things I'd really like to know. You okay?
Go for it.
Okay. I'm looking at the clock.
It's question time.
Oh, we're asking some questions. It's question time.
Well, I wasn't able to attend, so I figured I'll find out in my own way, in Frank's way, how this works. Now, Frank, I'm going to ask you some questions here. I want you to answer them. Did you throw anything? If you're going to expound, I will tell you to expound. Did you throw anything, yes or no?
Yes.
What is it that you threw?
A table.
A table? You threw a fucking table?
Yes.
Sorry, there's more.
Please expound.
More. I don't know what she's talking about.
Did you throw anything else other than the table?
No.
So is this why you called it a saloon? Did you have a gunfight and kill the piano player? Like, what the fuck are you throwing a table around for? It's somebody's birthday party.
I felt a burst of energy.
You felt a burst of energy?
And it was in a back room. Nobody could really see it.
So,
there's more shit you threw.
I didn't throw anything else.
Barb, the question is directed to you. What else did he throw?
Well, this doesn't go along with his germaphobe-ness or whatever the fuck, but the tray that the shots came on, they were all wet from sweating, from whatever drinks were on it. And at one point, I guess he got a burst of energy and fucking flipped all that water right into his fucking face.
I was, you know what happened? I was feeling very flushed. I was very flushed, and I needed some type of relief. So I let the cool fluids run down my face from the tray.
So rather
besides
than
that, he had lemon pieces all over his fucking face because he can't take shots properly. Apparently,
I didn't know. I thought I had to put the lemon all over my face. I didn't know you had to eat it.
Apparently you don't suck on the line. You just smush it all over your fucking face.
You know, nobody told me the procedure.
They said suck on the lemon, lick the salt, and go. Rub it on like fucking citrus camouflage.
I thought I had it because it would cool me down a little bit. I wasn't aware of the procedure. I apologize.
Okay.
There was no rule book.
It is question time. Shut your mouth. Approximately how many drinks did you consume?
Well, I had...
How many drinks did you consume?
Maybe 10.
10?
8, 10, somewhere around there.
For a person who's never been drunk before, 10
I've
drinks.
I've never been drunk before. You know what? It took a long time. It wasn't catching up to me. I was getting more drinks. And then finally, maybe after the 8th or 9th drink, something hit me. I felt very dizzy. And I that's when it happened.
That sounds familiar.
I feel weird!
Okay, fine.
So you felt weird at that point?
Yes.
Yeah. Amazing. So weird that you just had to throw a table across the room. And Barb or Ed, how close did he come to getting thrown out?
He flipped that tray that the shots were on into his face all over the back wall, and 2 seconds later, an employee came in. So if he had done that while he was there or stumbled around, we would have been kicked out. No doubt about it.
Oh, my God. So he's throwing things, he's punching the table, he's slapping around, and this is all because he had a couple drinks. And Frank, you say you didn't get drunk right away, so you kept drinking more.
I kept drinking because it wasn't affecting me.
Throw more down the pipe. That's always the way to do it.
And then all of a sudden, it just hit me. I just felt very dizzy, and that's when it all hit me, and I went a little cuckoo.
You realize you're a parent. You're a husband. People look up to you, and they depend on you, and you're at a fucking birthday party.
Yes.
You're at somebody's birthday party that you were invited to. And
yes.
You are going to cause probably the most terrible scene that I've ever heard of that I'm sad that I missed.
It wasn't that bad. And everything was done in the back room. Nobody could really see anything. And everybody had a good time. My bladder got full.
At any point, did you... this is question time, Frank. At any point...
I apologize.
You know what? You're disobeying the rules!
It's question time!
Yes, it is! So now, Frank, answer when I fucking ask!
Yes.
And not before. And do not expound unless I ask you to expound. Did you have to use public facilities?
I did. You know what? I
expound! Please expound.
Well, I was drinking a lot of fluids. And I tried as hard as I could not to to hold my bladder.
Well, what's your policy? You hold it until you get home.
I hold it until I get home. My record, I think, is 17 hours of holding my bladder.
How long did you last? How long did you last this evening after consuming 10 drinks?
Well, I had urinated before I left my house around 6, and then it was probably maybe about 8 hours into it, maybe.
Whew. So you had to make use of public facilities.
Yes. Now, this bathroom was on the same floor as the bar, and it's just one toilet in there. It's a co-ed, if you will.
It's unisex.
Now, I needed to go to the bathroom. And as you know, I don't like using public facilities, so I asked Ed to walk me to the bathroom. So he walked me to the bathroom.
So this is a recurring theme. You need Ed to accompany you through everything, to get a gay drink and to go. Did he hold your dick too as you're pissing?
No.
I was waiting for him to ask for that.
Ed, how heavy are his balls when you had to scoop them out of his pants?
We'll get to that.
Okay, continue.
Anyway, I went into the bathroom and
Who had to open the door for you, Frank?
Ed had to open the door. I think Ed opened the door for me, and I went to the bathroom, and I went inside there. It was pretty clean. I mean, there was no like feces or anything on the bowl. It's a lot of toilet paper all over the ground and everything.
Let me ask you something.
Yes, sir.
When was the last time you've actually used a public bathroom?
Probably maybe like 98, 99, somewhere around there.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
10 years.
Yeah.
So almost a decade since you've used the public bathroom. This is the time you're letting it all loose. You're shaking hands, buying train tickets like some kind of a devil child.
I'm making up for lost time.
And now you're going to decide that tonight is the night that you're going to go and use a public bathroom. So you grab Ed by the hand and walk him back to the bathroom, and he opens the door for you, lets you in, and it's not all that bad. There's just toilet paper
on the ground. It was a white toilet.
Everything went smoothly then, right?
Right. But I finished urinating, and all of a sudden I'm done. I still have piss in the bowl, and I'm done, and I turn around to look for Ed, but he's not there.
Wait, he was.
So
you expected him to be there with you, like some
no,
kind
no.
of
what
this handing
what
out towels and fucking.
I called
cologne?
Out to him. I said, "Ed," I knocked at the door really hard because I needed him to open a door for me and flush a toilet.
Wait, you needed him to flush the toilet?
Yes.
What do you care? You pissed in it. Just leave it there.
I'm not because the old young lady by the name of Shivani. Was going in after me.
Oh, well, Shivani.
I had to make sure.
Time to become a woman and flush a man's piss.
Yes. I had to make sure that she did not see my urine.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I'm banging on the door for 10 minutes, yelling from the inside of this bathroom for Ed to open. I said, Ed, open the door. Ed. The fucker took off. So, I had a fucking flush toilet myself, for Christ's sake.
Now, what?
I had a flush toilet myself.
Were you like locked in there? Is that why you needed him to get you
out? I was
out?
Not locked in there, but I didn't want to open the door because it was a handle. It wasn't a push. You didn't push it. If it was something you could push, I could just push the door.
Oh, you had to pull.
Know.
You had to pull.
I had to pull.
That's all bad news. That's bad news.
Pulling's bad. Pushing good. Pulling bad. So, Ed took off the fuck. I had to, not only did I have to flush the toilet myself, I had to open the goddamn door myself. And well, I gave it to Ed when I got done.
Oh, you gave it to him?
Well,
after all those drinks, you finally relented?
Ed, why didn't you wait for me, Ed?
Did he leave the money on your table at the bar and then walk out?
Why didn't you wait for me, Ed?
You know, I figured...
We were having fun while you were in the bathroom.
No, I was not. Ed, why didn't you wait for me?
Well, you know, I figured it was enough to bring a grown man to the bathroom and open the door for him, because I know he's kind of weird about opening doors and all. So then I figured, okay, he can pee, he can wash his hands. I knew there were towels in there because I was in that bathroom earlier.
So you made
with the towel,
yeah,
and then open the door with the towel.
Why don't you just flush it with your foot?
Or
anything else. It's not like you have to touch it. Also, not even that. It's not even that you have to flush the fucking thing. I don't remember the last time I went into a public toilet and didn't see golden water inside.
You know what? I let me just backtrack real quick. I want to give props to Mr. FM Jeff. FM Jeff took me under his wing, and he's the one who I give credit for getting me drunk. He said, Frank, this guy was stupefied that I've never been drunk before. And he kept saying to me, are you bullshitting me to get free fucking booze? I said, no, I'm not bullshitting you.
You stepped in with... Wait. What do you mean free? You didn't pay?
I paid for the beginning, but then FM Jeff...
Oh, my God! Are you kidding me?
FM Jeff was very generous that night. He bought everybody several rounds of shots. Several rounds. He took me under his wing, and he helped me the way Ed could not help me. And go ahead.
Well, we have a caller here. 316-768-4472. Oh shit, we lost Ed. We'll get you back. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Barb and Germ Freak. Who's this?
This is FM Jeff.
Well, Jeff, what's going on? We're just discovering that you were very generous, apparently. You didn't make Frank pay for anything.
No. And I have a theory about that.
Okay.
And my theory is this. I have a theory that when Frank goes to a bar, he finds a rube. and he says to the rube, I've never been drunk in my entire life.
It's fucking genius.
And the rube goes, well, tonight's your night, buddy, because I'm going to get you blasted. So
wow.
I pay it about, I would say about what? 9, 10, 11 shots worth.
I mean, the thing is, it's not like you're drinking, you know, Jose Cuervo. It's fucking Patron Silver, as Frank says. Perones with silvers. Oh, you're doing whiskey?
Jeff gave me Jameson.
Jeff gave me whiskeys. He gave me Patron, and he gave me rum and cokes. And for the record,
what was the name of the Patron you had?
It was Perron with silvers.
I loved him on 90210. He was incredible.
But listen to me.
When he and Donna got together, it was amazing.
I'm going to go on record here.
Patron with silver.
Right. I'm going to go on record here and say that I swear on my entire family that I've never been drunk before, and I know people can back me up on that. So I was not rusing you, FM Jeff. And the fact that you say that offends me, number one.
Because it's, the thing is, Frank, like, aside from you throwing the chairs around the restaurant, which was somewhat embarrassing for me,
You fell yourself. Well, all your friend did was tap you on the back, and you fell over.
Well, there's a difference between falling and, say, picking up the furniture of a restaurant and throwing it at the wall.
I apologize.
But that's beside the point. I mean, When you're taking accounting of your drunken behavior for that night, that was really it, and it makes me wonder if maybe you were taking the drinks and maybe throwing them over your shoulder.
No, I was not doing that.
Pretend that you were drinking them, because I don't know how at the end of the night you were.
Are you
even
still
standing.
Drunk, Jeff? You sound like you're still drunk tonight, for Christ's sake.
It took me a good day and a half to get over what
he's,
I did.
He's probably drunk with fury that you took him for such a fucking ride. Jeff, what was the end total for your bill?
I think it was $150.
Holy shit. $150.
Jeff, you know, yeah. Jeff is a very, very generous...
That was just Ed McGrath's burger bill.
Oh! Jesus! said we lost him.
Now we had to get into my own.
No. Holy shit.
I'm kidding. I love it.
Yeah, we all do. We all do. We don't want him to murder us. I know Ed's got a dark side. He will kill somebody. I think he will if you push him.
Is he around today? Because he'd be a great person to speak to about that night as well.
Yeah, well, no, we had him on. I think when I picked you up, it hung up on him.
Now, Jeff's wife was nice enough to drive me and Ed to the Penn Station at the end of the night. And all Jeff was concerned with was finding – this guy was obliterated, and all he wanted was food. He didn't give a shit about anything but food and getting hot dogs.
It's just Penn Station, not the Penn Station.
Right, the Penn Station.
Yeah. Did they serve Perones with Silvers at the Penn Station?
Right.
Yeah.
And anyway, so I witnessed an actual street fight for the first time in my life. Not only did I witness a live rat.
You got in a fucking street fight?
No, I witnessed a street fight.
Oh, you watched it. Okay.
I watched it. And it's almost surreal. I think Barb was even saying it's almost surreal that you're seeing this and that you're at that point in time.
So now Barb was there with you? She saw the fight?
No, she wasn't there with me, but she's seen fights before, I assume.
She is on the phone, by the way.
I apologize.
Now Barb, what went down with this whole thing?
With what? With the fight? Oh, I don't know. She wasn't there
for the fight.
I'm sorry.
That's not the point. But anyway, Jeff walked right through this fight. He was looking for hot dogs, and these people are fighting around him, and he just fucking barrels right through him. He doesn't give a shit.
So you're so hungry for hot dogs, you really don't care if you get hit with a fucking cobblestone.
I'm basically stepping over dead bodies to get myself a fucking...
There was a guy so knocked out, he was just face first in the concrete, and he was. We thought it was dead, and Jeff just walked over him. He didn't even care.
Jesus, he didn't even offer help.
Honestly, if you're going to spend your time fighting in front of Penn Station, I really don't have to.
Maybe he was defending himself poorly. You know, he got knocked out, but maybe he didn't start it. You could at least offer him help before you go get your fucking piss hot dog with your sauerkraut and mustard or whatever.
I was very drunk, and to be honest, I didn't want to get in the middle of a fight. I had absolutely no idea what it was about.
Yeah. So step over
the important thing to realize is, last night was the first time, with a lot of first times for Frank.
Really?
And really, the only thing that Frank ever had to do was leave the house to experience them.
It was
a fight in the street. Come on, Frank, 38 years, and you've never seen a fight in the street before?
I never saw a street fight in a city before. I've seen, you know, fights in high school and stuff. This is what happened to me. The first time I bought my train ticket, first time I saw a live rat other than in captivity, first time I got drunk. A lot of things happened to me. You know what? FM Jeff broke my hymen that night.
What?
By getting me drunk. Yes, he did. He. I'm no longer a virgin.
No, you don't. You don't say. You don't. Oh my god! I'm not even gonna fucking touch it.
I
never
apologize.
Mind. You saw Goodfellas. You heard them say you broke your cherry, but it doesn't mean that you have a hymen that can be broken just because you haven't
lived. I'm being facetious, you dumb fuck. You don't get it.
I do get it. I get that you're getting the reference completely fucking twisted. But it's okay. It's okay because you're illin. So, Jeff, it was a fun night for everybody involved.
It was a fun night. Frank, did you get into how we played Ed McGrath that night?
Wait, what went on with Ed? You guys played him or... You played like jokes or something, or
I don't remember that.
Up and having a violin, and it was fantastic.
Oh god! Now you're in on the Ed bashing. I'm not going to say.
I don't know
this.
What the fuck he's even talking about.
Yeah, sure you don't. There's a lot Frank doesn't remember. I bet you drunk.
Yeah,
fuck.
Like not knowing who the fuck Alki or Solera were.
Oh my god! Oh yeah, Frank. I got reports that you were going up to people and saying where are you from or something. Like
I was saying that to a lot of people. Say where are you from? Where are you from? All I kept people answering, where are you from? I didn't recognize some people.
So you said, where are you from?
He asked Millie Hatchet, what's your deal?
Yeah. I said, what's your deal? Where are you from?
I don't think Millie Hatchet's a big fan of yours from some things that I've heard.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah. Well, you know, she's not alone. But that's okay.
Excuse me?
I don't know.
But it was, you know what, it was a good time. Jeff was a I mean, he was really, really cool, and we had a lot of fun.
So Frank goes
Can I tell the story or no?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Real quick. Well, basically, at some point in the night, I don't know if it was because he was joking around or if he was drunk. And Bart, maybe you can clarify this for me, because I don't know what your relationship is, but like Germ popped you one in the face.
That what?
Made me a little. He just hauled off and slapped you on the cheek.
You hit.
I don't know.
You hit Barb?
I don't know.
I think I slapped her in the face.
Well, you know, was she getting a little bit lippy?
She was getting a little lippy. She was getting lippy.
You know, it'll happen, Barb. It'll happen.
But I was like, my mouth was open. I was like, wait, this must be some kind of bit that they do or something, or they have that level of comfort where they can slap each other. You know what I mean?
A bit?
She was just getting lippy.
I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong, but.
Yeah, it's a bit that Frank and Barb do. They practice her getting slapped in the face.
Yes.
They're going to do it on America's Got Talent next season.
Well, basically, I feigned like disgust and indignation at this act to the point of excess. And I had Ed go up and get a round of drinks, and I was like, I'm not really that, like, you know, offended by this, Frank, but I'm just going to play it up for Ed when he comes back. So Ed comes back with a round of shots and just like, you know, Frank, you really shouldn't hit a girl. It's like, yeah, man, you went too far.
Out of line, Frank. So you guys played him, and, well, at least Ed didn't, you know, he showed his friendly colors. I mean, he was sticking up for Barb. You know, that's good. What's that with the napkins?
Got us a lot of napkins.
Wait, what's... I don't understand.
Jeff?
Jeff, explain the napkins.
I don't remember the napkins.
Okay. All right, drunkie. Barb, why don't you go ahead and do it, since you're the only one who seems to remember anything.
I guess so. Well, throughout the night in the back room, when Frank was already wasted, Ed was nice enough to get us napkins maybe two or three times after Jeff asked. Eventually, it was just ask Ed to get napkins and see if he would do it.
So you just basically send him out on needless errands just to see how accommodating he'd be.
He's a really nice guy.
Yeah, he certainly is.
Having a good time out with his friend.
Well, Jeff, I know that you are... a host of The What Show, and now you're also a host of The Hat Show, because The What Show is defunct. Yeah. How can we listen to this? I want to hear it. How can I listen?
You personally? Because I haven't heard you on in a while.
Yeah, can you just
I haven't heard you call in a while.
Can you just fucking plug? Seriously. I think haven't called in.
TheWhatShow.com, Fridays, 10:30 to 1:30.
So thewhatshow.com, Fridays 10:30 to 1:30. Of course, I think you should go there, download some of the shows, have a blast. It's a great show. Jeff,
it's a halfway decent show.
Well, okay. Well, let's work on getting it to be a full way decent show in your own mind, because I think it's pretty good. I enjoy it. Thank you for calling in, Jeff. I appreciate it. And,
thank you, Jeff.
Don't be so hard on Ed, for Christ's sakes. I will not stay
Ed's,
here.
Ed's a great guy, man. We kid around, but he's a really cool dude.
He really is. Barb, I just wish that I was there to witness what all of you have witnessed. It's insane from what I'm hearing.
I wish it would have been good for you to see it, but...
Oh, my God.
You would have gotten fucking water all over you and perone with silver.
I feel weird! Okay, fine.
Holy shit. So, is there anything else that we didn't touch on? Did we cover everything with that?
Well, I mean, he would start, like, crying out of nowhere and mumbling things that we didn't understand. He was just screaming, Donna, I love Donna! That's all he would scream.
Now, that's... Was that while he was throwing the chair?
Jesus Christ Almighty.
Oh, I'm just... Yeah. I don't know. I think it was amazing actually. And if you can get any, if any of you have audio, any of you have video, I need it. I need it. Because, I mean, all I have, and while this is fantastic, is this, really.
I feel weird!
Yeah, you did feel weird, Frank.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Why don't we take a quick break, then we'll wrap up the DJ and stuff.
Thanks, guys.
Barb, thank you very much. Ed and Jeff.
Hold on. Tidbit remembers something.
Tidbit, please.
All right, just one more thing. At one point, I was sitting next to Frank in his glory. And he turns to me and goes, "I love you, man," and jumps on me, dives on me. He's laying on top of me, belly to belly, hugging me, screaming, "I love you, I love you, I love you."
Frank, that's pretty goddamn gay.
I was not aware of that. I apologize.
Holy shit. Are you kidding?
I don't recall that.
You were totally feeling weird.
Oh, Jesus.
He was
Christ.
A 15-year-old girl getting drunk, basically.
Wow. That's insane. That is insane. Frank, you wanted to hear something? I guess that we played last week. We didn't get a chance.
Sure.
You didn't get a chance to hear it. Why don't we do it here and now? Tidbit, Barb, thank you very much. He doesn't really love you. He likes you as a friend. That's what he's going with until he finally comes out to his family.
Yep. Thank you, people.
I'll wait.
Thank you very much, buddy. Yes, wait it out. Wait it out indeed. It's the DJ News Style Show. We're going to take a quick break here. DJ News Style Show.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
How about that clip, dude?
That's why we might as well take our time.
Hey, you're listening to Building Blocks. I'm your host, Fred from Brooklyn, and I renovate fireplaces and chimneys. Tonight's show is special because I'm not going to be doing my usual thing where I answer all your chimney or fireplace questions. Tonight, I want to introduce something fun. Now, I got something huge planned for tonight, so I want you all to still call in. Now, how huge is this thing I got here? Well, let me tell you guys. You remember how you thought my read the paper directly into the microphone bit was big? Well, tonight's bit is going to be even bigger than that one. So call in. We've got prizes. We got actually tons of prizes, literally, on pallets in the back here. So we got a lot of shit here ready to go. Oh, look at this. We got someone calling in right now. You're on Building Blocks. Pick a number.
Hey, Fred. I'm a big fan. I really like when you're noticeably reading and pause for a while whenever you see a period.
Yeah. Pick a fucking number, all right? Jesus.
Oh, I don't know. 3?
And wrong. That's the wrong answer. The number I was thinking of was cunt. Next caller, you're on Building Blocks. Why don't you pick a number?
Fred?
Yeah, it's me. Just pick a fucking number already. Jesus.
But you already said the number was cunt.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking of a new one now, so guess.
27?
Nope, wrong. Sorry. The answer is still cunt. Looks like I fooled you. Next caller, you're on Building Blocks with Fred from Brooklyn. Who's this?
Hey, Fred, it's Steve from Jersey City.
Incorrect. The correct answer is cunt from Cunt Town. You are cunt and you live in Cunt Town. Looks like I get to keep all my prizes, and I guess it's a good thing because in hindsight, it really would be a bitch to go down to the post office and have to pay postage for all these cinder blocks that I've drawn my logo on with Sharpie markers. Jesus. Well, that's all the time for Building Blocks. I'm Fred, and I'm from Brooklyn.
The DJ New Style Show.
DJ New Style Show. DJ New Style Show is back. Bitches.
A little bit of a segment, a bit, a thing. Well, Frank, I don't know. You seem like you were all worked up.
I'm exhausted.
You are, right?
You are.
I mean, I don't know. Change might be in the air. It seems like you're trying to work to a new, to be a new person, to improve yourself. I mean, there's a lot of shit you don't know, and it's good to see that you are willing to get wasted, embarrass yourself,
yes,
witness a street fight, and do all kinds of things. Are there things that you'd like to do? I mean, can we work this into the show somehow, where you improving yourself maybe becomes like a segment?
Well, I do want to learn about other things in life, just so I can have conversations with people about different topics.
So does this happen a lot? You get into these conversations? I would think that if you don't know anything, you'd avoid the conversations.
Yeah, I do. I I go through life with just nodding my head, saying yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Just because I don't know what people are talking about sometimes.
So,
and
what are some of the things that you'd like to know more about?
I just like to know about financing, investing, things of that nature. Maybe a little more about politics currently. You know, not something from the Millard Fillmore administration. And, you know, things about like that.
So maybe we take one of these things every so often and we prep you with it. We teach you the very, very basics.
Yes.
And then and that week on the show, you demonstrate your newfound ability.
That's correct. I think that's a good idea.
I think that we need to do that. We'll set that up for the show.
Let's do it.
I mean, I don't know what the first one would be. I mean, you've already mastered being a drunken ass.
I apologize.
But that's pretty good. I mean, as far as change, I mean, change could be anything. I mean, look, Obama won the presidency because he wrote change under a drawing of his face. What do you think we could do with the show as far as change? What is the number one thing that you would like to change with this show?
Well, you mean the DJ New Style show?
Yes, the DJ New Style show.
Just the DJ New Style show. It's just called the DJ New Style show. That's what you're referring to?
I mean, that's what it's been called, yeah.
Well, I think it's time for a change.
What do you suggest?
Well, listen.
Change it how?
Well, you know. You're not the only one here, dude.
Oh, okay. So we could call it the DJ New Style and Barb Show?
Excuse me?
New Style and Pristine? New Style and Jeff?
I'm thinking New Style and Germ Freak.
Really? Why?
Well, listen. I paid my dues.
Barb and DJ New Style?
No, New Style and Germ Freak.
I got it. Barb, Jeff, and New Style. Okay, Barb, Pristine, Jeff, and New Style. Featuring Germ Freak. No?
Doesn't ring a bell.
No. So you think you want it to be called New Style and Germ Freak?
Something like that.
Has it been eating at you that you haven't been included in the title?
It has not been eating at me one iota. It has not been eating at me, but
Mike,
you know.
Nice, Barb, and New Style. That is it. Mike, Nice, Barb, and New Style. Sounds good to me. You'll still be co-host, though, okay?
Sure.
Cool. Sounds good. We're getting suggestions from our buddy Jeff. He's saying DJ and the girl. I don't think I want to go with the and the girl format of naming a show. I don't know. Maybe we will change it. I don't think it makes a, you know, big difference. I mean, you know, it doesn't make me any less important than you, because I am obviously the most important thing on the show.
Well, you are 95%, as you say.
I mean, how serious are you about this show, Frank? I gotta say, we had a meeting. I'm not gonna go into details. We had a meeting. I know that you were vocal, but you were very reserved. Now, I think it's out of respect. I think you didn't want to speak out of turn. But how serious are you about this?
Oh, I'm serious.
So if we were to get a job somewhere, some complete nothing, you know, no pay job, whatever, with a different format, what would you do it? A non-talk format, would you do it?
No doubt.
So you would be able to do a sports show.
Yes, I could say how I was always the last up for bat.
The thing is, you don't know anything about sports, but you're confident that you'd be able to acquire that knowledge.
Oh, yeah, there's no problem with that.
You have an ability to improve yourself so that you can know things.
Exactly.
Well, maybe that'll play into part of this this Improving Frank segment that we're going to do. Maybe we'll see just how fit you are to do a show in another format. Maybe we'll see if you're fit to hold a conversation about a fucking stock portfolio. I don't know.
That's correct.
I don't know. There's a lot of things that we're talking about. We're discussing things, change, hope, in honor of Obama. And as I said before, I honor and welcome our new African-American overlords. I don't know if you do, Frank, but I do.
I do, too.
Of course. The DJ Newstyle Show, Barb, Mike, and Pristine Jeff Show endorses Black America. And that's what I say. And that's
word
what
up.
And that's what goes word up. You dope. Well, I think it's been a good one. One for the books. What do you say, Frank?
I think so.
Good. Well, thank you for tuning into the DJ Newstyle Show. Be sure to check out Best in Show this Thursday. They're having a very special guest. And I'm assuming his sneakers will be quite pristine when he shows up to the Best in Show studio. 8 to 11, Thursday night. Sorry. Holy shit. Best in Show. It's bestinshowradio.com. Thursday nights, 8 to 11 on Heroes Talk. Pristine Sneakers Live. And as always, DJ Newstyle Show for the episodes. Frank, do you have anything you want to say?
But this is us! Yeah, no. Shut up.
Thank you.
Hasha, give it to me, baby, give it to me.
Go suck banana, fuck you.